Mark Age or MAM broadcasters, Mark Age family members, light workers, indeed everyone on and about the earth. This is Mark asking you, direct from the Sanctuary and Metis Center in Miami, don't panic. There are going to be a number of topics of this nature, or I should say of light worker interest in particular, in which we're going to talk amongst ourselves so as to ascertain best how to handle these things within our own consciousnesses. Whereas many times in the past, or most of the time, we have worked not just with this, but in projecting certain thoughts to the masses as to how to handle things. So let's do it a little bit differently this time and concentrate on how to handle certain situations within ourselves, being aware of the fact that as we ourselves learn how to do this for ourselves, we are projecting the same thought to the masses, that they do this in turn for themselves under similar or whatever other situations may occur to them. So let's keep that in mind, that we are working upon our own consciousnesses now, individually, as well as collectively. And in so doing, and in addition to that, of course, we are projecting the same theme to others. There are many situations, of course, in which to apply this caution. But let us examine some of them as they apply to our own lives and as they concern our projections to others during this broadcast. We might divide them into four major categories: normal situations, spiritual awakening, development, and missions, world conditions, special situations. So let's just take them in order as given and explore them a little bit extemporaneously so you can proceed through this as I am doing at this time. For all I have is one word or possibly a few after each of these major topics. I'll give you what comes out to me as I set these topics down without any preconceived ideas. They just flowed forth. So I'm sure the same thing will do in this application of just speaking them out for you, and I'm also sure that they will trigger off additional thoughts in your own consciousness, not just the first time you hear this, but any and all additional times, and as you meditate on them for yourselves and for others. Actually, we probably could spend two or more broadcasts on this theme, but let's get into them briefly, for I'm sure you'll be able to apply the suggested techniques and to modify them for your own individual conditions and for other people for whom you are working, be they family, friends, or light workers, or even the masses in general on the earth plane and in the astral planes about the earth. So, category one, normal situations. Danger. Whenever you are faced with any kind of danger, whether it be driving in a car, an accident in the home, or potential someone trying to attack you, or anything of any kind, where you see imminent danger, or where you think that there might be danger, don't panic. Remain calm, cool, collected enough to call upon God through your own Christ self within and those in the higher planes to protect you, to take you away from that danger. Of course, in such situations, as well as in other affairs, it might be that there's a karmic obligation for you to fulfill, something that you have to go through in order to settle a negative karmic condition from this or a past lifetime. But that still doesn't mean that you can't ask for protection, for it can be alleviated if such is the situation. So rather than falling prey to panic, to running around, not knowing what to do, not being able to think calmly whenever there's any potential danger, just don't panic. Give yourself the opportunity instead of a clearer mind, so to speak, so you can receive the thoughts from your high self, from spirit, from others in higher planes, even from others on your own plane who are trying to help you to get out of a dangerous situation. The answer is there in advance, because know that any potential danger which you may go through has been known in advance by your high self, and the way to deal with it also is known. providing you are so at one with your high self-consciousness, with spirit, with your guides and aids, protectors in higher planes, that you allow that thought to flow through you as to what to do about it. Now, there are a number of these, so we aren't going to dwell too much on them or we will run out of time, but they will be sufficient for you to review and to add your own topics so that you will know how to handle these things in advance. As we spoke in our textbook, How to Do All Things, you can so condition yourself in advance that any danger or any problem that may arise in the future will carry with it, or at least will bring to your consciousness, or will provide for the countermeasure that will see you safely through it. So work on this in advance too, for danger and all of these other situations. Problems. No matter what the particular problem might be, don't panic. Settle back. Allow the spiritual thoughts to flow through you as to how to handle it. Or maybe even just let it work itself out. Whereas if you were to panic, you might get in there and cause additional problems or prevent it from working out in the proper way. Don't panic, and you will have time for the answer or the solution to work through you, through others, at least through that particular problem. No matter what that problem is, eventually that problem will be over, and you will have much more in your eternal life to live and to work through, long ago having forgotten any and all problems that you might have in this lifetime. So again, don't panic, and the problem can be solved. Worries of any kind, no matter what they might be, even if they seem extremely severe, even if they seem that it's the most important thing in the world, whatever you are worrying about, or even if it is a case of many worries piling on top of one another, don't panic. Just take them one at a time, or ignore them, whatever the case might be, and you will have the solutions within your own consciousness, or can work with others. Any condition of your health, no matter how serious it might be. Of course, we know many people worry over minor things, about things that may never come to pass, or they read about someone succumbing to a certain disease or having some disease. There are many diseases and illnesses everyone could have, but everyone doesn't have. So don't panic. Even if you do develop those systems, let spirit flow through you, bring about the healing, be it manifested on this plane in this lifetime or shortly after this lifetime. At least there will be a healing. Don't panic about any situations concerning the family. Instead, keep a clear mind so that you will be able to know what to do. You can be instructed by spirit, your high self, the high self of any other person involved within your family. The same thing applies to friends. No matter what their situations or problems might be, don't panic and the solution will arrive. If you have an employment problem, you're out of a job or you want another job, or it looks like you aren't being able to earn enough money in even two or three jobs, your income isn't sufficient to pay your bills, to make ends meet, don't panic. You will get through this lifetime, those dependent on you will, and you will have not only opportunities in this lifetime, but many lifetimes in the future to live without the employment situation being a problem. Finances. We know this is a very critical thing with so many millions of people on earth right now, much so in many other countries. But again, don't panic. You can look back and find many times in your lifetime, perhaps, when you have been faced with financial difficulties. But some way or other, spirit, your high self, always found a way to bring you through it. The cost of living. Again, don't panic. Of course, this comes under financing. So they will be solved, too, if you take it cool and be collected, and many others. Second major category, spiritual awakening, development, missions. Don't panic if you feel that you have missed opportunities for such in the past, in this lifetime, or in prior lifetimes. Now is the time to be about it. If you have poor health, again, there's no need to panic. Just realize that Spirit will heal you if you ask for it and work for it, whether it be in this lifetime or in the next lifetime. Aging and a possible transition. Many people receive this thought. We know we've been experiencing it here at times. We know many of you have. You feel that suddenly it's all over. This lifetime is about to end, or your eternal existence is about to end. Don't panic. Turn to your high self. Seek that communion with your high self and with Spirit, knowing that that too will pass and all will be well. Of course, some people will be making the transition, but many people worry about it needlessly and don't prepare for it in the proper way because they panic. Lack of apparent opportunities where you are to be of spiritual service. Again, don't panic in the sense that don't think you don't have time left. Don't think you're going to miss your opportunities. Just relax. Spirit knows where you are. Your high self knows what you have to do. The opportunities will be presented to you. Don't panic about any errors you have committed or believed in this present or past lifetimes. You will be given the opportunity by Spirit, through your high self, to work them out. But want to work them out. And don't ask no to know about too many at one time. So don't panic about them and don't try and work them out too fast. Don't panic about not knowing enough of spiritual matters now. Just resolve to do the best you can and to keep at it, not to say, well, I don't know enough, so I'll just forget about it. Don't panic if you don't know your soul mission. If you're to know it consciously, it will be revealed to you. Realize that most people don't know what their soul mission is and won't know in this lifetime, but they still certainly can fulfill it just by doing what comes to them to do in the best way they can, spiritually. Don't panic on part of the family, friends, or the masses in general. That is, don't panic because you feel they aren't going to make it and that you have to save everyone or that no one's going to be saved. Just relax. Spirit has everything in control. Spirit has eternity to do it. Don't panic. Take it easy. On lack of not expressing the Christ level yet, that is, you don't feel you're expressing high enough spiritually or that you have attained the Christ level as yet. No one on earth at this time is operating fully in the Christ consciousness. It's impossible in the third dimensional body to do so fully, but more and more of us have the opportunity to do it as the century wears on. So let's work toward it. Let's not worry about not being it now in the Christ level now because it is impossible at this particular time. Let's be sufficient to strive toward attaining it now. And don't panic because you feel you may not have enough time left to achieve your soul mission in this lifetime. Perhaps you don't. Perhaps you have done something which has negated your opportunity. But don't be concerned about that. Start preparing for it. Start trying to do your best. In world conditions, don't worry or panic, at least, about the economics of the world, of other nations, of other people. Just see Spirit working through them, using these lessons for them. Don't panic about the energy situation. Just project calmness us individually and project that to all people in the world. Spirit has the answer. We have to be ready to receive it. Don't panic about the pollution. That too will resolve itself if we, all of us, together work at it. Don't panic about crimes, about wars, about famines, about droughts, about any of these things. Spend a little time in your meditation, meditating upon each of these things individually. Project to the masses they will be solved. Special situations, possible death and end of eternal existence. We mentioned this once before, but many times we'll receive as a psychic or as a light worker what the masses themselves are receiving. Project out peace to them, not to panic. Don't panic about astral forces or air forces that are dark forces. Seek Spirit for protection. Don't panic in worrying about calamities or holocausts. Don't panic about health conditions yourself or the world. So, in short, project this to yourself and to others. Don't panic. be calm and survive through 75.